talk some Lady Mustang basketball. The new head coach at Tri-County is a familiar face to those in the Tri-County District, and Miles Dustman. He and the Lady Mustangs opened the season last night. They ran into a really good small school squad in Tyne-Avalon. Home opener is tonight against Breckenridge, and it's a trip on Friday to the south, to Hardin Central High School, to take on the Lady Bulldogs. How are you doing today, Coach?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself, Tom?
Doing okay. You getting ready for it kind of hits pretty quick, too. You get a game last night, you get a game tonight, and all of a sudden you kind of wake up and you're in the grind of the season, not too far, very far away.
Absolutely. First week of the season, got three games. But that's good for us, you know, gets us into the flow of things. Like you said, we had a tough one last night against Tyne-Avalon, a really talented Tyne-Avalon team that didn't lose much from a sectional matchup last year. And so we're really excited about this week to come and these next couple weeks in our non-conference tournament, our non-conference matchups.
Coach Croy over here at NCMC, they've been loading up on recruits, and they have one of them by the name of Crow, who's a shooting guard from Tri-County, coming to NCMC next year. Is she by far and away Tyne-Avalon's best player, Coach? Was she just a tough stop last night?
Well, they had a really good post as well. I would say that Crow is the one that makes the engine go for the most part, but they have a really good post player with really good skill, really good balance, and really good moves in the post that gave us a lot of trouble last night. But yeah, Crow, I'd say, is the one that makes the engine go for that team. He's getting a really good player over there at NCMC and the Crow girl.
Yeah. When you play a team that is, you know, just good, yeah, you know, at a level that Tyne-Avalon is good, does it make it harder to stop them, Coach, or does it make it harder to score against a team that is that good, or is it kind of just, you know, a combination of the two?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two. We're a really young team at this point in the season, with the majority of our team being sophomores and freshmen, and so we've got a lot of lessons to learn still, but one of those lessons is that a lot of the time, offense starts on the defensive end. It's hard to get buckets and to get consistent scoring whenever you're taking the ball out of the opponent's net constantly. And so that's one thing we really ran into. We had a really good time there in the first quarter and first quarter and a half. We were getting stops, getting rebounds, and getting out and running, and we had some flow to our offense. But once they started humming on offense and we were taking the ball out of bounds every single time down the trip, it was hard for us to get in a flow with our young team.
Yeah, how much, obviously a young team, so you look at improvement, practice, game to game. As you just kind of look at the big picture, Coach, how much potential do you see in this 9th and 10th grade group when you look, you know, a couple of years down the road?
Oh, there's incredible potential with this group. Like I said, it'll take about half a year, maybe about a year, something like that, for us to get adjusted to the speed of the game, adjusting from the junior high game. But once we get to that point, this group is really talented and really driven to be great. And so I'm really excited about this week and the next couple weeks to come to see how much we grow and see how well we can do within our conference play this year.
You know, and certainly you can tell the girls, too. You know, last night wasn't fun, a clock runner, you know, kind of a rude, you know, welcome to varsity basketball. But I would go on record just looking at your schedule here. I think Tyne-Avalon's going to be one of the best five teams to play all season long. So, you know, as far as jumping right in and playing a team of that caliber, that you won't see much better than Tyne-Avalon this year, I don't think.
I would agree with that. I'd say that that was a really good first game of the year for us. It kind of gave us a wake-up call, kind of gave us what to expect at the high school level. But then again, like you said, they're going to be one of the better teams that we face this year. And so to get kind of punched in the mouth like that, for us to just get right back on the horse today and get back out onto the court is a really good thing for us, and I'm really excited for this opportunity.
Yeah, there's natural excitement over having a home opener. You know, obviously, that's tonight against Breckenridge. And to be able to do that after, you know, you play a team of Tyne-Avalon's caliber, that's just going to make you guys better in the long run. So I'm sure there's going to be some instant excitement that the girls have in getting ready for tonight, going through the lockers today.
Absolutely. And Tyne-Avalon, on top of that, was an incredibly physical basketball team. They got out and ran a transition well. They were just good on all fronts of the basketball court. And so that's great for us to learn from. You know, we're going to get into the film room. We're going to get onto the practice court once we get our opportunity. And we're going to learn from this. It's not really a push backward, but I see it as a step forward for this program.
Yeah, I'm looking. I know it's very early in the season, but if we just kind of take a sneak peek at Friday, you go down to Hardin Central. They're 2-0. They beat Chilhowee by 5. I can't say I know know a thing about Chilhowee, but they held Norburn to 13, and they just, you know, they took them to the woodshed last night. So Hardin Central looks like it's going to be a test against a team that looks like it's hard to score against.
Absolutely. Well, we faced them last year, and if there's one thing I know about Hardin Central, they're going to have size, and so they'll probably be bigger than us, and at times you just got to make that game a track meet instead of a half-court battle. And so that's probably what we'll face on Thursday, but we're ready for the task, and we're ready for anything they throw at us. We're gonna give them everything we've got. And last year we had to make some adjustments at halftime because we didn't quite know what to expect whenever we were going into them, and I know that they have a new head coach this year, so it's gonna be kind of hard to tell what exactly they have to throw at us, but we'll make our adjustments and we'll give them everything we've got.
Make sure, I'll make sure that folks get this too, because I've been going with the assumption that those games at Hardin Central are on Friday. I was wrong. The 1st of December is Thursday.
Yes, so, it is on Thursday.
It is on Thursday, so I'll probably, I recorded these backwards as well. The interview coming up with Coach Lowry, I'll probably say Friday. Ignore that. Tri-County's going down to Hardin Central two nights from now. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against the Breckenridge Bulldogs.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.